Thank the gentleman for yielding, and I rise today in strong opposition to this rule and the bill made in order under this rule, H.R. 3102, which is just another example of the Republican majority's misplaced priorities. I've been working on this farm bill for nearly 4 years, and from the beginning I've said that I think it's possible to find some middle ground and to make reasonable, responsible reforms in nutrition programs. Unfortunately, this bill is neither reasonable nor responsible. The House failed to pass the Agriculture Committee's bipartisan farm bill because it was hijacked with partisan amendments on the floor, amendments that are included in this bill that we're considering here today. This bill goes even further by eliminating state-requested waivers to exempt able-bodied adults without dependents in high unemployment areas from SNAP current work requirements. To be clear, these waivers are granted only at the request of the states. They are under no requirement to apply and may choose to opt out in the future. And so there's a lot of hypocrisy coming from the other side of the aisle here, because these waivers have been requested by both Republican and Democratic governors, and in fact a majority of the Republican governors have asked to waive these current work requirements. This notion that we have to pass this bill, as Mr. McGovern said, to go to conference is not true. The House passed H.R. 2642, which can be conferenced with the Senate, and there's no reason to pass this bill here today other than to placate some people that want to make a point. This bill isn't going anyplace in the Senate. The President wouldn't sign it, so I don't know what we're doing. In July, a broad coalition of more than 500 organizations expressed their opposition to splitting this farm bill. Senator Bob Dole expressed his opposition recently in doing it. Letter to House members, the American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said, "We are quite concerned that without a workable nutrition title, it will prove nearly impossible to adopt a bill that can be successfully conferenced with the Senate's version, approved by the House and the Senate, and signed by the President." All this bill is going to do is make our job harder, if not impossible, to pass a new farm bill. I strongly oppose this rule in the bill. I urge my colleagues to vote no.
Gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from Massachusetts.